This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, folks, what do you think? Honestly, the only thing I'm interested in is North Dakotans. No offense, South Dakotans, Montanans, Minnesotans, we love you. We're glad you're listening. But we have a senator from North Dakota that, in my view, completely disregarded the people. For a really strange reason. She did an interview and said a couple of things that make no sense to me. The cuts I'd like folks to hear at some point, Kevin, on this would be where she says she believes the California professor. Okay? And then the cut that then she, a little later on, says, but I believe him too. Are we all, Todd, how does that work? Can I believe both sides? All right, that seems like just convoluted kind of thinking. I don't know what to explain there.
You can only believe both sides if you're on the right medication, I think.
Oh, is that how it works? I'm just really perplexed by it. Then later she said, you know, I've done all this work on behalf of women in my career, and so how could I vote any other way? So, in other words, if a woman is an axe murderer and she is in a dispute with a local, Lutheran pastor who has this long record of service to his church and in the Christian faith and, you know, dear soul in a community, all the typical pastor kind of traits, you'd say, no, I've done all this work for women, so I got to believe the axe murderer. I'm sorry, pastor. None of it makes sense. None of it makes sense. I think the only way it makes sense is that she voted for the person, or she's voting basically with the person she most identifies with. A liberal. And I'm going to ask you to think long and hard. Please prove me wrong. Dispute this. Call and let me know your thoughts if I have this wrong. I don't recall Heidi Heitkamp ever voting for anything Republican/conservative when it mattered. And the one I often think may be an example of it, and I don't remember the particulars of it. I could go back and look. What was during the Obama era? There was a big gun vote. Big thing on the Second Amendment. And it was sort of Obama's signature gun legislation, and she voted against that. But again, when it's going to pass anyway, then it really doesn't make any difference. That may be the one, which, of course, would have ended her career right there. So that was, you know, political expedience. But other than that, she's never voted for anything, conservative, Republican, never defied her party when it mattered. In other words, she can point to votes like Neil Gorsuch. Well, Gorsuch got... A ton of votes. There was never, his vote wasn't in question. In fact, she brought that up last night. Well, I voted for Gorsuch because he was so right on the issues for North Dakota. Uh-oh, problem. Call the speechwriters. You remember what Kevin Cramer said to us on Wednesday? Remember the laundry list of actual rulings and opinions that came from Brett Kavanaugh on issues that directly impact North Dakota in a big way? It's a longer list than the Gorsuch list. So there's a lot of jiu-jitsu here, if that's a word. There's a lot of kabuki. There's a lot of all over the place. And I think it's easier just to realize she is who she is. And she is who she always has been. EPA lawyer. And by the way, she was emotional in one of the interviews. And friend of mine said, oh, look at that, that's fake, and she's crying in the same place she is in both of them. I'm not gonna say whether anybody's faking a little emotion or not, but to the extent there were tears, I am not surprised, because can this be easy? When you're an EPA lawyer, when you're a dyed-in-the-wool liberal, and she has been her whole life, I mean, every week somebody new comes up to me and tells me a story about some of the horrific things she did or said to our vets on campus at UND who came back from Vietnam. Okay, dyed-in-the-wool liberals do that, all right? And that's who Heidi Heitkamp is, because defy me, please. Tell me if I'm wrong. Or you give examples of she is, you know, shown a conservative side when it mattered, not when the vote was politically expedient. And to the extent she's a little emotional, I would imagine it's part, I see the poll numbers, that's not good. I'm exhausted from having to understand that North Dakota is a pro-Trump. I mean, I've been critical of Rick Berg's campaign before. Because I just see it as one where he didn't have the best advice and wasn't fighting back. And, you know, I hate that, right? But I mean, look at the era that Rick Berg ran against Heidi Heitkamp in. Barack Obama had the ground game and the zillions of dollars and all the mojo, if you will, okay? Well, that's on Trump's side now. So she wins by 400 votes with the Obama machine. Sneaks over the finish line. And I guarantee you, folks that were pro-life voted for her thinking, you know, she was okay on that issue and now found out exactly the opposite. So again, accumulation of all those votes comes along. And all of a sudden people say, wait a minute. But would that not be exhausting? Would you not be exhausted from knowing in your core, every fiber of your being, you're a liberal, and you are a senator from North Dakota where, thank the good Lord, we have the amount of people we do who have a view similar to our founding fathers that are conservative. I can't imagine having to do that all day and all night. So, that's my take, and I'm interested in yours more than anything. 800-228-0550 is how you tell me. 800-228-0550. One last example she gave when somebody said, what about the fact that North Dakotans overwhelmingly support Kavanaugh? Well, the telephone calls to my office were 50-50. So I'm not so sure. You know, it's
well, that's
so phony.
Scientific, isn't it?
Well, A, no, right, and B, trust me on this one thing. If she went by calls to her office from North Dakotans about issues, she'd vote with Chuck Schumer one heck of a lot less than she has. So that's no best mark to use, only when it's convenient. Second of all, from the amount of people that called, tried to call, got busy signals, whatever, I would guarantee you this. Those calls that were no over there in the no column, small percentage from North Dakota. Who cares who calls your office if they call you from liberal land Vermont? All those places you got money for your campaign. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If I talk for more than 30 seconds anytime for the rest of the show, Todd, please hit the buzzer. Get the timer on. I really want to just find out what people think. I'm giving you my, yeah, that's the buzzer. Giving you my take, now I want yours. All right? Phones are full, so let's get to it. There's a lot of common sense in Wing, out on the farm especially. And I'm guessing you're going to give us some common sense from Wing. Would that be right, sir?
Well, I don't know. I'm still trying. You reached down into your vocabulary and pulled out the word kabuki. Now, could we say that the snow that we got out here is kabuki?
Well, kabuki is more of a, I'm trying to have you believe something is happening when really behind me is something very different. The snow is the snow. That just stinks. You know, yeah. So it's not a slang word, that kabuki. It's more of an action, you know?
Well, I'm going to be using that word talking about how we're going to get our slews made and our soybeans combined and our wheat that's left to combine. I tell you what, we got about 7-8 inches up here at Wing.
Are you kidding me?
No, pushing the bumper with the car last night already at 11 o'clock. My son drove on the road and was pushing the bumper with the car. And we were only hearing traces and stuff all over the state. So I suppose maybe we're the only ones that got it again.
But well, let's call the question. And because that obviously is a headache for many reasons. In this current environment, I think you probably sleep better on a MyPillow, and therefore we're going to give away some MyPillows today on the program. So here's what I need: a photo of you and the snow, or you and whatever is ailing you. This is for farmers and ranchers today, folks. Now, so farmers and ranchers, whatever you're seeing in the way of snow, send a photo, a little selfie with the bad stuff or the mud or the, you know, whatever, and we'll give out some MyPillows. Text me at 701-367-2054.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a Comfort Ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in the feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Political decision. If this were a political decision for me, I certainly would be deciding this the other way. But there's an old saying, history will judge you, but most importantly, you'll judge yourself. And that's really what I'm saying. I can't get up in the morning and look at the life experience that I've had and say, yes to Judge Kavanaugh.
All right, so that about Judge Kavanaugh, I don't know why she's mispronouncing the name, but is the sort of the crux of what she's saying. That was in one interview that was done yesterday with a reporter from Valley News Live that was actually in Washington, D.C., and then the other one was Kevin Walvin, who did it by Skype or something. Interestingly enough, she said the identical thing in both interviews, which is a little...
I didn't come here to do the easy thing. I came here to do the right thing. And at the end of the day, the most important thing that I can do is the thing that's in my heart and the thing that's honest and true. And I tell people, there's a quote from Robert Kennedy, and it is, you know, when you make decisions about what you're going to do in your life, it's history will judge you, but more importantly, you'll judge yourself.
So she uses that line in both, which I don't know, just a little scripted, I guess, for me. The quote from Robert Kennedy to me is the argument of she's just voting to who she is, right? So I got to look in the mirror, and I'm a liberal, and she's a liberal, so I'm going to believe her, and I'm not going to believe him, and here we go. And so why? What is going on there? And by the way, Fred, thank you for the call on the weather situation. We're going to add you to our prayers there with that amount of snow and wind. Whatever you're facing out there, folks, please let us know. Text us a note, 701-367-2054. We'll have a free MyPillow for you. And if I were you, after you get your free MyPillow, I'd also get the MyPillow mattress topper because our friend, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has done it again. He got back into the invention room at MyPillow, and this mattress topper is unbelievable. I have one. I'm sleeping on one. And the Giza sheets, which Todd has, too. Yeah, Todd, you like the Giza sheets? Those good?
Love them.
So they got a lot of great products. Anyway, 30% off when you use the promo code Scott on the MyPillow mattress topper. Or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Back to the phones here.
Pretty sure that was 30 seconds right there.
Yeah, I'm sorry, okay. Talking about MyPillow.
You told me to. Well, I know, but you didn't specify.
I didn't, yeah. Craig on the road. I'll do them quicker today, just for you, Todd. It's a little exercise. Craig, go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
Since your lines are full, I'm going to make this very fast. I have a feeling they're going to put Kavanaugh out of his misery in this next vote. I'm pleading with all Republicans, before they nominate the next person, ask Heidi and the Democrats who they want so they don't have to go to the time and trouble of destroying another family. I'm disgusted.
I am too, Craig, but if we ask them who they want, you know, the answer is...
Because they're not, you're not going to get who you want. All you're going to get is more destroyed families. And face the facts. They're not going to quit till they get who they want. Don't destroy any more families. Give in. If this guy doesn't get in, the Blake and all the rest of them, live with yourself. You deserve whatever you get.
I don't have a good feeling. Susan Collins just announced she'll vote yes here in a few minutes on their procedural vote, and will announce her final decision at 2 p.m. this afternoon. So I don't like the sounds of that either. That's, in other words, don't read too much into my my vote. It also means she wants some more TV time. These people, we just need to clean house. It's just ridiculous. You know, it really is. There's about 20 out of 100 that are, convicted. And oh, my gosh. Tim in Bismarck, what's on your mind? Are you there, Tim?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't cut out. I didn't hear you say, Tim. Yeah, see, I started writing my congressman's back in the 70s, and that's how I got converted from a Democrat to a Republican, was over gun control. And then I was the one that called in the other day and let Kramer have it about how spineless and gutless the Republican Party are. But I've written Heidi a lot of times, and especially about Obamacare, and she keeps sending me letters saying that she's doing what a majority of her constituency wants her to do. Now, I used to work for a company that had around 3,000 employees, and I probably knew a couple thousand of them. And out of all those people that I knew, there was probably only 15 or 20 that were openly Democrat. The rest were all Republican. So how, where she gets that many constituents from in North Dakota, I'm not quite sure. But last Friday when you suggested calling her office, I did in Bismarck at 11:40, and I got through. That tells me that we don't have enough active Republicans participating and doing all that calling that you think have been doing. People just sit back and let things go, and they don't stand up for what they believe in.
You know, I think people are tired of making the calls because they see it as not making a difference. I always believe it makes a difference, and I think it's worth, what, you know, what's it take for a call? You know, a call a day keeps the liberals at bay, right? You just got to, you know, do what it takes. But I think that's the reason on the call. I think people are pretty fired up right now. I think they are. I sense it, to me in the calls, the texts, the comments we're getting on this issue. And, honestly, Judge Kavanaugh is, confirmed and Heidi Heitkamp voted no, this texter has it just right. Just right. For someone who continually stresses in her political ads that she only answers to North Dakota, she's 100% answering to anyone but North Dakota with this vote. I agree. That's not politically smart. She's already in political trouble. So this just puts it all to rest. Don't stop. Keep battling. But just saying, if we replace Heidi Heitkamp with Kevin Cramer, there's North Dakota values in the Senate for real, along with John Hoeven, and we have Kavanaugh on the bench. We did okay, but I am worried about it. We got to, we got to double down on what's going to happen over the weekend here. Mark and Bismarck, go ahead. You're up.
Hey, I got 2 points on that. Heidi mentioned that 50% of the constituents in North Dakota were up or down on Kavanaugh. I don't even know how she can say that, because you try calling her and you get her smell. It's full. You can't leave a message. So she can't say that.
I'd also like to know, is that North Dakotans? I don't believe it is, but, that's why those phones were busy so many times, because there's every interest group on the planet, saying, call Heidi Heitkamp. Tell her to vote against this evil, Kavanaugh. So,
The other thing, too, is that, she's looking at the polls. She knows she's going to lose in North Dakota, so kind of, I'll screw you guys. I'm going to vote down on it anyways.
Yeah, I mean, there could be an element of that. There could be an element of that. I mean, it's not looking good. I mean, this is not going to help her, put it that way. So,
This whole process is just an asinine.
Well, as I say, if we get Kavanaugh and Heidi Heitkamp is defeated in November, this isn't a bad deal. This isn't maybe we don't want to thank her for her vote. She can go on to a cushy zillion-dollar job, and now she's got all the liberals happy and, do like Byron Dorgan and Ken Conrad and their wives have done. Cash in big. All right, more coming up on What's On Your Mind. I have a definition of kabuki, too, so stay tuned for that.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A procedural vote to take place in the U.S. Senate within the hour to determine whether the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court will advance to a final floor vote tomorrow. And Chuck Grassley, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Panel, says,
I've been dealing with a demolition derby on the part of the Democrats, where they've been out to do everything they can to defeat him.
Three GOP senators who could go either way are being closely watched. They're Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Jeff Flake of Arizona. The government's jobs report for September has been released, and it shows the nation's unemployment rate at its lowest level in almost half a century. But job growth was less than expected, the economy adding 134,000 jobs when analysts were expecting closer to 180,000. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
That I came from, which is legal world, I guess, and looking at what happens when a victim comes forward. One of the most important things you can do for victims, even if as a prosecutor you can't prosecute the crime, is if you believe them, to say you believe them. And I believed her. I believed her, and, you know, it doesn't mean that I didn't believe him, but I believed her that it happened.
Senator Heidi Heitkamp doing what I refer to as a kabuki dance. I believe her. It's not that I didn't believe him, but I believe her. Well, how can that be? And evidently I've been saying victim rather than accuser, according to this caller. Todd, go ahead and roll that caller taking me to task there on the language that I'm using here on what's
really
on your mind. Yeah, yeah.
You're letting yourself be taken to the woodshed. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have that call?
Trying to play it.
I heard you and Chris Berg on earlier today doing this, but it's the fact that you use the word victim and accuser interchangeably. Those two words are not interchangeable. You're playing into the narrative. Don't do that, bro. Anyway, love your soul. Just something to think about when you're having that conversation. Victim and accuser are not interchangeable words. Thanks, Scott.
Now, and that's where Heidi Heitkamp ought to get the memo as well, because she is saying victim rather than accuser. And she's the one with the legal background. That's a kabuki dance. By the way, a kabuki is spelled K-A-B-U-K-I. And for our caller from Wing that was wondering if the snow was a kabuki, Mother Nature could be doing a kabuki dance to get you snow and you alone, you know, just making sure you're a little tougher. But I don't know. It's a classical Japanese dance drama. Kabuki theater known for the stylization of its drama and for the elaborate makeup worn by some of the performers. Well, there you go. Sing, dance, the whole deal. Kabuki dance. I stand, I don't know what I stand. Corrected or what?
Informed?
Yeah, I don't know. I think,
Kabuki educated.
Can I have another, 30 seconds, Todd?
It's not like I have a choice, I guess, but,
No, you do. I mean, you could,
Make it with your tick, 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 tick. Let's go.
Okay,
here.
30 seconds. Yeah, all right.
See? You're wasting your time now.
I want to tell you I feel a little guilty. I've been talking a lot about the North Dakota Safety Council and their CPR AED first aid training for the workplace. And I think, you know, this is life-saving stuff, but I haven't taken the course. So I'm done being a giant hypocrite. I'm going to take the course and do this, and I want you to do it with me. So ndsc.org. to find a location near you, and I'll be telling you about where I'll be very soon. Okay, back to the phones. Whew. I made it within my 30 seconds here. Dave and Sterling, go ahead.
Guilty until proven innocent. That will be Heitkamp's legacy for a majority of North Dakotans. I mean, there are over 60% of the state supports the judge's nomination. And as a past North Dakota Attorney General, that's pretty rich of her to go down the path of guilty until proven innocent. She has no honor, and as a veteran, I would like to see her blacklisted from speaking at any future veteran-sponsored events. Needless to say, I will never attend any function where she is present.
That is strong, Dave, and I ask the questions we ask here to know what you're thinking, and I appreciate you sharing that, and obviously you feel strongly about it. So I appreciate you calling, and we'll see if others agree with you that there ought to be a cost for this decision. And again, playing the lawyer card, you know, I'm on my legal background, and then, as you say, turning legal tenets on his head just make no sense. Just make no sense. Every accuser that comes in is to be believed? Man. Bemidji, Minnesota is where we're going next. From Sterling, North Dakota, to the home of Paul Bunyan. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Doing great, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm sitting here with Bill Batchelder and another friend, and I read the Herald every day because my heart's still in North Dakota, even though I got transferred to Bemidji, which is a wonderful place. But anyway, this Heitkamp thing, just, I cannot believe it. She just, whatever chance she had of winning that senator race is over, in my opinion. But as I heard you visiting a little late earlier, that she'll get some cushy job, but she must have known she was done. I mean, I think she just slit her own throat when she did that, because six, like the gentleman said, 60%. I believe it's even higher than that. I don't talk to anybody from North Dakota. I shouldn't say anybody, but very, very few that support Heidi. So I just can't believe she did that. But she's doing a calculated risk there, knowing that, I mean, I think she knows she's done. I don't know. Am I off base there?
No, not at all. No. I think that's, I think a lot of people, there's so many different theories, but one is that the polls have consistently had her down, and they have for a long time. I mean, people that are, if you watch your television, in North Dakota anyway, there's a zillion different groups that are running ads, right? Well, all of them are polling to decide whether or not, you know, to run ads, and spend their money in North Dakota. So when they do that, there's a lot of polls out there, and I think the polls have not been in her favor for a while, so she sees the writing on the wall, and now it's play hero time. You know, you really showed why we're so proud of you. You just, what they're proud of, what people who say, I'm proud of Heidi, always, but yesterday you show us why, to me, are saying, hey, you're truly a liberal, and now you came out of the closet just to say you're a liberal. You know, that's what that pride's over.
Oh, that's just exactly what I feel. Like I say, I grew up in North Dakota. As you know, you and I were at UND back in the old Sioux days, and you know, I go over there all the time for all the hockey games and football and everything, but I live in Minnesota, but I just follow that because it's a national issue. It's not just a North Dakota issue by any means, as you know. And I just think that she just, there had to be a reason for that, because if she had went the other way, she'd have got some respect maybe from North Dakota, but the Democrats would have, you know, she would not be a good liberal then, obviously, even though she claims that she isn't a good liberal, but she definitely is, and she proved it when she made that decision.
Appreciate the call, Joe. My best to everybody in Bemidji. Great group of folks up there. Jerry in West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott.
Say, hi there.
I was reading the interview this morning by this Forum reporter, and let me just throw a couple things out here. When she talks about all the fights she's done against sexual assault, domestic violence, I believe her, but there's one thing that reporter didn't ask her. Did those people have witnesses? Did they have police reports to verify everything that she's just talking about? That, to me, was just total, not doing your job right. And the And then when you continue on in reading this article, I get here to a point where she says that the FBI report created inconsistencies. Now, why hasn't she said those? Why didn't this reporter ask her? What are those inconsistencies? So I called her office twice. One time I got a busy signal, and next time I got two. The first time I asked, did Heidi know about this letter before it came out in the Washington Post? And the person at office basically said, well, I don't think so. And then I got to another time, and I said, how can Heidi Heitkamp talk about North Dakota values when she's already convicted somebody before they have a fair hearing? And, you know, when you go to a job interview, you don't get the interview drilling you like the Democrats. I've watched these programs every day. I'm old enough to know what the Bork thing. I watched that one. I watched the Clarence Thomas one. And this is consistent with what the Democrats do. They do not want the Republicans or us in North Dakota to have that swing vote. And I told the lady in the office, that Heidi Heitkamp, that this is nothing but about abortion. So to me, Heidi doesn't represent North Dakota values.
And that's why they're fighting. I mean, if you go back and look at every one of those, you know, Supreme Court hearings you're talking about, Bork and Thomas, they bring all these issues up. And, you know, it was Anita Hill with Thomas, and now it's, you know, the California professor, Dr. Ford. And they bring up all the superficial stuff. And they say, oh, this is going to happen if you put him there, and this is going to happen, and it's going to be so bad, and it's going to be awful. And you know what? None of that happens. None of that happens. It's just a bunch of stuff they predict that does not happen. It's all theater. And I really wish the media would say, well, gosh, here's all the things the Democrats said from Clarence Thomas that would happen if he's on the court. But, gosh, none of them happen. Now they're doing the same thing with, you know, and they do it with all of them. So, no, you're exactly 100% right. Let's see here. They're voting in the Senate. I'm going to dip into this and see what we get and then get to Tony and Mark and Dana that are waiting on the line. Lots of text to get to. News also from Governor Burgum. He is naming Clint Hill the 44th recipient of the Theodore Roosevelt Rough Rider Award. That's a great deal. What a story Clint Hill is. Husfest folks know him well. He's a Concordia grad, so he's been to Concordia College a lot. So folks there have seen him. I've seen him there thanks to a couple of events that John Pierce put on over there. So what a great, great deal. Clint Hill, the 44th recipient of the Teddy Roosevelt Rough Rider Award. If you don't know who he is, he was the Secret Service agent that was on the detail of John F. Kennedy the day he was shot. So pretty amazing story. We'll tell you more about that in the coming days. The governor's in Fargo today meeting with the officials about the Main Street Initiative as well. Let's find out how this vote is going here.
Sass, Scott, Shelby, Sullivan.
Senator Flake's a yes, by the way. This is just to advance the nomination.
Cuny,
cut off the debate.
Wicker,
get to it.
And Young. Okay. Mr. Manchin, aye.
That's good.
Senators voting in the negative. Baldwin.
Shocker.
Bennett.
Shocker.
Booker.
Shocker.
Brown. Cantwell. Cardin. Casey. Coons. Cortez Masto. Duckworth. Durbin. Feinstein. Gillibrand. Harris.
Wait for it.
Heinrich.
Wait for it.
Kane.
Oh.
Klobuchar. Leahy. Markey. Merkley. Murkowski. Murphy. Murray. Nelson.
This doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot, right? I mean, even like Susan Collins, I'm voting to advance this, but I am not going to tell you until later this afternoon at 2 o'clock how I'm going to vote. I don't know if Senator Heitkamp hasn't voted yet, or if she voted to advance the nomination, even though she's going to vote to defeat Brett Kavanaugh. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Join the best team in the West.
MVI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MVI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MVI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MVIEnergyServices.com. MVIEnergyServices.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heitkamp did come vote during the break to advance the Kavanaugh nomination. And again, I repeat, this is just a vote to have the vote. This is how the Senate works. The actual vote will be Saturday afternoon, which should provide key drama. Now, a couple of things. Heidi Heitkamp, by the way, was a no. So she's just on the no bus. She's on the stick it to North Dakota bus big time. What we did find was that three of the four senators were watching. Voted yes to advance the nomination. Now, Collins was one of them, but she said, that's not my final vote. I'll tell you what that is later today, okay? And then Murkowski voted no, who is the quirky senator from Alaska. And then Joe Manchin, a Democrat, yes, guy wants to win. He wants to win. And then who am I forgetting? There's one other senator, the flake. Okay, so three of the four. So If three of the four hold as yeses later, I believe it's a nomination. We're going to ask our next guest to tell us where that's the case right now. Do you know North Dakota is America's second largest producer of oil? Think about that, folks. Second largest producer of oil in North Dakota. Some incredible things that are going on right now. And our abundance is really America's strength. That's the nice thing. It's given us options. So it's pretty incredible. If you go to ndoil.org, you can find out more about this, more about membership, events, things that are happening. I encourage you to learn more about the energy of North Dakota, ndoil.org or energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, 10 before 10, Mark at Bismarck, Tony on the road, and Dana, we're coming to you. You're next on deck. I got a ton of texts and great pictures. Well, I say great pictures. Thank you for sharing, but our farmers, I am just heartbroken at this early winter, knowing that things are already tough. And we ask for photos because we'll give out some MyPillows too. Some of the worst of the worst. Coal Harbor, really bad. This is, north of Wing, not good. East Ramsey County, northeast of Devil's Lake, not good. And a bunch more. So keep them coming. 701-367-2054. Need the photos of your weather situation for farmers and ranchers right now. Rana McDaniel is here. And Rana is the chair of the Republican National Committee. Welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm great. Great to be here, as always.
We wanted to have you on to tell us what the heck's going on in Washington, D.C. We have even some Republicans that are struggling with this decision right now. What's your sense of where this vote is at?
I think it's neck and neck. It's going to depend, as you said, on Susan Collins, Jeff Flake, and Joe Manchin right now. We saw Lisa Murkowski vote no on cloture, and, of course, North Dakota's Heidi Heitkamp voted no. She voted no on the tax cuts. She's voting no for Brett Kavanaugh. She says she'll work with President Trump when she comes home to your state, but when she comes to Washington, she's in lockstep with Chuck Schumer.
Here's the vote. Let's listen.
Motion is agreed to.
So they got it done. They just moments ago finished and now have officially voted to end debate. So that's good. 51-49. Wow. On we go. Is it your understanding that of the four that are left, we need two of the four? Looks like we've lost Murkowski, so we need one other, and then a tie could be broken by Vice President Pence?
Yes, a tie would be broken by Vice President Pence, so we need at least two of those three to stay on and vote yes for Judge Kavanaugh to be confirmed to the Supreme Court. And you know, the stakes are very high. One in five voters in 2016 voted based on the Supreme Court vacancy of Justice Scalia. It was their number one issue, and those voters voted overwhelmingly for President Trump. And Republicans need to confirm Judge Kavanaugh. This is a swing vote on the bench. Heidi Heitkamp's in a state where President Trump won by over 30%. And to see her vote no on this all-important Supreme Court justice vote is very disappointing.
She's running for re-election too, isn't she?
She's running for re-election, but you wouldn't know it. I mean, she's definitely not representing the people of North Dakota, who overwhelmingly support President Trump. They wanted him to be able to put his nomination through to the Supreme Court, his nominee through. And,
you know,
and
I'm sorry, Ron. I was talking about Lisa Murkowski. You're 100% right on Heidi Heitkamp, and our listeners are telling us right now they're furious. I mean, this is totally defying. I mean, new poll not long ago, just days ago, 67% approval for Kavanaugh. So this is just a poke in the eye at North Dakota.
Immensely qualified. He's immensely qualified, and Democrats haven't found anything with his qualifications. 307 opinions for the bench, more paperwork provided by him than any other judicial nominee. And why are they refuting his ability to serve on the bench? Because of a smear campaign, because of allegations with no evidence. It is shameful the way the Democrat Party is now taking our country. And if we're going to let this continue, we're going to see more and more of this. The only way to stop it is to rebuke it and send people like Heidi Heitkamp home and say, no more. We're not going to let the Democrat Party do this to people anymore. Let's vote on people based on their qualifications, not on how we can tear them apart.
Well, it seems as though she even is not real confident in her political fortunes in 32 days, given this vote. And she did make a lame excuse about how the calls to her office were even. But I'm guessing those calls weren't all from North Dakota, so that wouldn't exactly be the best judge of what North Dakota wants on this. The polls certainly have done that. Only a few seconds left, but am I, as a Republican, right to be disappointed in Lisa Murkowski?
Yeah, Republicans have a right to be disappointed in Republican senators who don't vote to nominate Judge Kavanaugh, obviously. But don't give up. It's the time where we need to go out and elect more Republicans. And North Dakota has the ability to put a Republican in the Senate and Kevin Cramer and make sure that this doesn't happen again.
And the Trump factor certainly helping in that regard, too. So this is a fascinating time. Love your take, Ronna. Thanks so much for the time. Keep up the good work at the RNC. It's been a fundraising juggernaut. Ronna Romney McDaniel with us on What's Going On.
It's back. The 12th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference, Monday, October 8th, Bismarck State Conference. Early bird registration on now, just $75 through 4 p.m. October 4th. Walk-in registration, $100. Keynote presentation by the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. And returning favorite, a roundtable Q&A with Senators Hoeven, Heitkamp, and Congressman Cramer. Platinum sponsors include ConocoPhillips, Next Era Energy, Hess Corporation, and Endeavor. Register now at energynd.com/events. Energynd.com.
It's as simple as plug and play is the phrase all farmers want to hear when they talk about technology. With the new GreenFit system from Reichardt, plug and play is finally a reality. When using John Deere AutoTrac guidance with exciting new products like the Challenger 1000 Series MT700 CBT or all new C-Series Rogators from Butler Machinery. GreenFit is an authorized navigation interface that utilizes existing John Deere AutoTrac guidance system to steer most Challenger tractors and sprayers. GreenFit eliminates the worry of learning and converting to a new steering system when buying an industry-leading Challenger product from Butler Machinery. Learn more about GreenFit at butlermachinery.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.